have, of course, implemented in full and to the satisfaction of HMI the majority of the recommendations. There's also the case that a number of the recommendations have been overtaken by events, but it is appropriate for me to acknowledge that there are some areas that the HMI is not satisfied that we have implemented some of the recommendations in full, and over the coming days and weeks we'll work on that. We have no intention to be obstructive. We acknowledge the public confidence issues that fall out of legacy investigations, and of course we want to be seen and we want to do everything possible to promote public confidence in our ability to deal with the past. We are, of course, trying to deal with the past in a less than ideal scenario. We look forward to the Stormont House agreement institutions regarding the past, because I recognise that for some people, the perception of independence will only become a reality when dealing with the past is entirely removed from the police service of Northern Ireland. But that's not an issue for me. That's only the only people that can fix that are the legislators, actually.
You say that you will take on board those recommendations. You will do all you can to fulfil and to implement those. But it is 2 years on. Some people listening will say that there's a reluctance, it appears foot-dragging on your part, to deal with sensitive matters around trust, independence and transparency.
Well, that's not the case. It's not that there's been nothing done against these recommendations. The ones that fell to the police service have had programmes of work put in place. What we have put in place hasn't necessarily satisfied all the detail and the technical requirements of HMI. Some of that is a matter of professional judgment, and we're considering the recommendations. We'll not be defensive about that. If there's things that we need to do, particularly around intelligence management and the vetting of staff going into deal with legacy investigations, then of course we're up for that. But it's
well, on that key point, let's tease some of them out. Mr. Cunningham specifically said that the degree to which staff are vetted is not as fulsome as he would have liked to have had recommended. And of course that is to ensure independence and impartiality. Key concerns raised in his previous report. Many people would have liked to have seen the legacy branch independent of the PSNI. So you can see that there will be concerns that the vetting procedures aren't as complete as he would recommend.
Well, and that is true. However, given the context of when the original report was completed 2 years ago, the historical inquiries team was made up almost entirely of temporary workers. They weren't accountable to any of my assistant chief constables. They weren't answerable or compelled to talk to the ombudsman when a complaint was made. The accountability lines through to the policing board were blurred. There was an attempt at an arm's length body within the police service to create this notion of independence. But actually, what happened was that the attempt at independence led to a lack of accountability and answerability and poor professional practice. That's the whole reason why HMIC were invited in by the policing board and the previous chief constable to address some of the shortcomings that were there. We have professionalised this. There are no temporary workers. Everyone who works within the legacy investigations branch are accountable to an assistant chief constable, to the policing board, and have to answer questions and be investigated by the ombudsman when a complaint is made. So I think around the accountability piece, bringing this into a more formalised relationship within the police service actually adds to the accountability, and that's the point that seems to be getting lost in all of this.